At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And this is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. That's the goal of this show. We've got a special guest on the show today who is actually a member of our Financial Freedom Academy. He's one of our private members in our private group and is starting this journey, a real estate investing journey, but also just a building financial freedom and financial intelligence. So we wanted to invite some guests on from the Financial Freedom Academy onto the show. And today we've got Khan Nguyen on the show, who is in the car. He's not driving at the moment, but he is he's on his way to his day job, and he took out some time to sit here and talk with us. Good to see you, Khan.
Hey, good to see you, Clayton and Natalie.
We're so excited that you're here because we launched the Financial Freedom Academy in late 2018. And really what we wanted it to be was like an intensive for anyone who wanted to plan and execute and really succeed in their financial goals. And you were an early member. And it's so good to see your face and hear a real person who's gone through it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, We do the live streams, every other week inside the private Facebook group for the Academy, and it's great to be able to interact, but to be able to talk with you like this is so exciting. So give our audience a little bit of background, because we often have experts on who have thousands of rental properties and they've hit financial freedom 20 years ago. But as you admitted to me, you know, you're just starting in this journey. So where do we find you right now in your life?
Well, first off, I want to say thank you because of you. I started my YouTube channel. I mean, I've been following you guys on YouTube for at least about a year. You know, I spent most of my time just gathering the resources on YouTube, going from different mentors and just kind of, you know, pick up bits and pieces. But I remember like watching one of your videos, and you kind of gave me that extra push. And like, you know, just do it. Just go out there and take action. It took me a long time. I was really, really scared. Like, you know, oh, like, is it okay? Am I going to be like making mistakes? Or, you know, I had all of these limiting beliefs, right?
And those mistakes are fine, right? Let's just stop there for a second and share with our audience. Like, what were some of your fears? What were some of the things holding you back from taking action?
It really is all about the money. I realized that I wasn't the only one. There are so many people out there, you know, they want to start living the life that they want. Or at least in my case, that I was telling myself that like, wow, I can't do it. I'm in debt, and every paycheck is like, you know, I would live in paycheck to paycheck. And it's been that way since high school, you know, pretty much like high school was like my highest education. And ever since then, I just been doing 9 to 5. And it's pretty much paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. So when I read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, is really changed, you know, my lifestyle in a sense where I kind of understood the concept of liabilities and assets, right? And it's really, that's when I start like reflecting on my spending habits. Okay, what can I gather the things around me and, you know, sell it to come up with like, you know, the money. So
right.
Yeah.
This journey has been a lot about self-development for me. And when I signed up with the FAA, you know, you guys had that book, like How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. And I told my sister about it. I read the book and it made perfect sense to me. But I told my sister about it and she was like, oh, you're crazy. it's also the environment as well. So,
right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. A lot of times, you know, our attitudes about money, or, you know, what I hear from you is like, oh, I can't do it. Who am I to do this? Right. Sometimes when we flip those questions on their back, like, you know, oh, who am I to be financially free? Who am I to have no mortgage? You know, really what I believe is that the universe is like, who wants you to think of it in a different way? Like, who are you not to do this? Who are you not to be financially free, not to have a mortgage? All of those things, you know, are something we can all have if we show that we've got the initiative, which clearly you've got.
And I remember, Clayton, one of the videos, I actually went to your other channel. You have another channel, but besides the Morris Invest. And I checked out some of the, you know, the very first couple of videos that you did. And that was like a motivation for me. Because I remember, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. Just go out there, start a channel. You know, don't be afraid. Because starting a YouTube channel or even building my personal brand, it was a lot for me. It took me 7 years. Like, I always wanted to, like, start a YouTube channel. But, like, in the back of my head, it was like I was waiting for that perfect moment, that perfect video where it's going to go viral. Right. Which is like, you know,
never
like,
happens.
Yeah.
Right. No, but what I love, you bring up a great point, because something I just talked about the other day is, you know, what is your why? Why do you want to do this? And for you, it was wanting to start a channel to share a message, right? Your own business, right? Starting a channel is a business. And so you're starting your own business. And so going through the Financial Freedom Academy, the idea of buying performing assets so that that cash flow every month could provide for you and your family, right? This idea that that monthly cash flow could help you live your dream to start a channel, to start a business, to start a car washing company. It doesn't matter, right?
Today's episode is brought to you by Lumen Skin. This is my new favorite skincare regimen. My wife has been actually really impressed with me lately because before I used to use like a bar of soap to wash my face. That's how men's skin gets super dry and we start to age pretty quick because it's filled with chemicals and it's terrible. It's like literally one of the worst things you can do for yourself. So I spoke to the folks at Lumen Skin and they wanted to join us here on the show to tell our audience full of men out there about the benefits of actually using a skincare regimen for men, designed specifically for men. So, and you're going to get it free, by the way. If you go to lumenskin.com/investing, lumenskin.com/investing, you can pick from one of the different three packages they've got. Now, I have the classic maintenance package, which has a charcoal cleanser. So I do it twice a day. When I wake up, wash my face with this charcoal cleanser. It feels great. Then I dry my face off and then I put on the moisturizer that they have. And it's fantastic. So good. It's designed specifically for your face. It's not using a bar of soap. And then every few days I do the exfoliating rub. And men don't do this. And that's why we end up looking like an old saddlebag, you know, and women always look great. So this is the way to do it. And I'm telling you, they're giving away right now this free trial. So you can try the whole package for free and they'll ship it right to your door. You just pay the shipping. So if you go to lumenskin.com/investing, that is how you get that free trial. Just try it. I guarantee you after just doing this for a few days, you're going to be like, why did I ever do it any other way? So I do it, like I said, twice a day and my skin is already looking fantastic. Like, some of the wrinkles have already started going away around my eyes. So you've got to try it. Check it out. Go to lumenskin.com/investing to get your free trial right now.
So how about we ask you some questions? The Financial Academy, there are worksheets. It's very practical, but it's also very self-reflective. How long did it take you to get through it? And how did you find the exercise of looking internally, not just at your numbers, but your beliefs about the numbers?
Well, you know, I kind of started off with like, okay, how much do I need to get out of my job, right? So roughly right now, I get paid about $3,000 a month. And, you know, I try to do very basic calculation of like, okay, $500 of cash flow per house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to run me around six properties, right? And the reason why I want to get out of my 9-to-5 is because once I've freed up my time, then I can start focusing on my creativity and put more time into my, you know, personal brand or like I am more of a creative person. I love art. I love comedy. And, you know, like what I'm doing right now, I feel like I can share my message with other people using my creativity so they can do the same thing or to get out of their 9-to-5, basically.
Yeah.
So when you were looking at, and I think one of the modules we take you through inside of the Financial Freedom Academy is doing something that forces you out of your comfort zone. And we use the Starbucks exercise, but it could be anything really to figure out, you know, where are you uncomfortable with money? Where is that little speed bump? You talked about some of the environmental issues in your family, you know, I think you're saying, what are you crazy? You know, that you're going to do this. You can't do that. When you were forced in the academy to kind of think about some of the discomfort, what did you face when you looked in the mirror? What were those uncomfortable things you had to face?
Well, when I got into the academy, everything was sort of like set up for me. But what I've learned from the academy is like, you know, as far as like property management, set up an LLC, and just kind of like, I've learned a lot about turnkey properties and also like my spending habit as well. I remember you guys had the worksheet where basically just how you can save money.
And recognizing where your money's going, where sometimes you don't even realize like, oh, I'm paying so much for these liabilities. It felt like that's what I had to do, but is there a different way to look at it, right? And so what was your financial education before you started watching our videos? Was it sort of just basic high school, like budgeting type stuff?
Yeah, I was very little. Well, I was little in the 2008. I mean, you know, with the housing crisis, right? I didn't know much about it. And then until like Dr. Ron Paul, like he ran for president at the time and he talked about the monetary system. And then after that, I read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And, you know, learn about different kind of assets. And that's when I, you know, real estate makes a lot of sense to me because it doesn't matter, you know, which era or timeline you're living in. Real estate will always, you know, be one of the best performing assets out there.
Yeah. People always need a place to live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, is all of the limiting belief that I had is like, where do I even start? Right. Because the way that, you know, we were taught or I was taught is like, you know, go get a real estate license.
Right.
And then after that, you kind of have to work in the environment where like you have to work. You can't really just go out there and start on your own. And, you know, that's when I ran into you guys on YouTube and with all the resources that you guys are providing on the channel. And it's just so informative. Just to, you know, I've learned so much about real estate through you and, you know, the another channel.
Today's episode is brought to you by Vincero Watches. It's the biggest sale of the year. Now, you've heard me talk about the amazing black watch that I got from Vincero. Well, guess what? You can literally now shop and save on hundreds of different watches. This only happens once a year. The more you shop, the more you save, and save hundreds of dollars right now. Everything on their site is on sale, no exclusions. Even the all-new collection that they have, they just dropped. It's on sale. Vincero just dropped two new collections and a line of men's wallets. All of it on sale. Products do sell out, so don't wait to buy. When it comes to watches, this is the best bang for your buck you'll ever have the chance to get. Fantastic watches. They just hit a five-year milestone at Vincero. They have over 17,000 five-star reviews, so you can get an affordable, beautiful-looking watch. And, you know, when the company founders set about to do this, they wanted to create gorgeous watches that were affordable, that didn't break the bank. So if you've ever wanted to check this brand out, there's never been a better time to shop. All their watches, incredible. The guys behind the brand are just as cool. They put all their focus on the customer, and that's why Vincero has gotten to where it is today. So they offer free shipping worldwide, so there's no excuse not to check them out. Treat yourself or shop for a gift. Right now, they have collections for men and women, and they have engraving on selected styles. So go to VinceroWatches.com and take advantage of the great discounts on top of their already affordable watches. That's Vincero, V-I-N-C-E-R-O, Watches.com, VinceroWatches.com, and shop their biggest sale of the year. Thanks, Vincero.
Well, when you think about where you want to go next, Khan, you know, give us a roadmap. If you could picture your future self right now, 5 years from now, what would that look like now that you're starting to put these building blocks in place financially? Where do you want to be in 5 years?
Well, definitely. I will be focusing a lot on YouTube and, you know, sharing the same message in a what I'm doing right now. I just want to, you know, be creative in a sense where how can I incorporate comedy and all of these information that I'm getting or what I'm going through right now and just kind of put it out there for people to, you know, take action and get out of their 9-to-5. But I'm also trying to build multiple stream of income, like, you know, through real estate, through social media. And yeah, so my message is pretty much like try to help people that or try to show people that there are alternatives rather than just like the 9-to-5.
That seems like something we could use. You know, a lot of times we think, okay, we've got like, we get so serious when we think about real estate and our podcasts and our broadcasts and all of that. And I sometimes say to Clayton, we need more humor in the process. So I bet we could learn from you
right.
as much as I'm sure we can, you know, again, be the students here more than just the teachers.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have to share that with everyone. And finally, if someone, you know, if someone listening right now is thinking about joining the Financial Freedom Academy, what would you say to that person who is on the fence and has a lot of naysayers in their life? What would you say to a person who was thinking about joining the Financial Freedom Academy or has never even heard about it?
Go ahead. I say, join, be part of the solution. Everyone in there is really helpful. You know, it's a very loving group and take action.
Yeah.
Go out there, be a part of it, be a part of the FAA. And, you know, like you guys are always there and I'm part of it. We're just here to help one another. And, you know,
No, I love what you said about the group because that's a really important part. We have our private Facebook group and we've said at the beginning, we don't want any negativity in that group. Everyone in that group is meant to help other people lift each other up. Some people have 30 properties. Some people have nothing. Some people are just getting started. Some people are young. Some people are at nearing retirement age.
And some people don't want to invest in real estate. It's not just for real estate. It's a way to plan out how to acquire performing assets, but it doesn't have to be real estate. Yeah.
Well, Khan, thank you so much for joining us. And it's been so great to get to see you face to face here on the show. And thanks for sharing your journey. And you're just getting started and we're going to be following your journey and we are rooting for you. So thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story.
And what is your YouTube channel called? So we can share that out too.
Oh, it's just it's the same. It's Khan Nguyen.
Love it.
And we'll make sure we have a link here in the show notes so everyone can go and check that out and share the love because that's what we do here.
Thank you so much, Clayton and Natalie. Love
you
guys.
Love you so much, Khan. Thank you so much. And thanks so much for all of you for downloading and subscribing. If you want to join the Financial Freedom Academy, the link is below. It's just financialfreedomacademy.com. You can join our private group.
We put our heart and soul into that. I just have to interject that because it is. It's right here on my heart.
Financial freedom. So you go through all the modules, you learn how to build financial freedom, and it's not all about real estate. It's all about buying performing assets and getting rid of those liabilities in your life. So financialfreedomacademy.com. We'll see you back here next time, everyone. Now go out there, take action, like Khan said. And I say become a real estate investor because I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.